You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Hey there, membershipers. Mike Morrison here with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today in what is a very special episode. I'm joined by the founder of Social Media Marketing World and the Social Media Marketing Society membership, none other than Michael Stelzner, to talk about why he has closed down his Social Media Marketing Society after a decade of running. So, as soon as I saw the news about that coming through, I knew I had to get Mike on the show to break down that decision, talk through the process, and look at what the future holds. So we're going to get to that conversation in just a bit. But if you are new to the podcast, first of all, welcome. I'm so glad you found us. You are listening to the number one show for online membership owners with proven practical tips and advice each and every week on how to grow a successful membership business. And if you are an existing subscriber, you've been listening for a while, you know that I love and appreciate you. You know that you are getting the good stuff from this show. I would so appreciate if you could take just a little bit of time out of your day to let us know how the show is helping you, to leave a nice review, preferably with 5 stars if we have indeed helped you. That not only lets me know I'm doing my job right, but it also helps us reach more people, help more memberships, and just make this wonderful world that we all inhabit that little bit better. All right. So this is a conversation I was very, very excited about. It's not often you see this sort of thing happen in the online membership world. A membership that has been around for a decade, which is about as long as my own membership, Membership Academy, has been around, making this significant of a change. And not because it kind of died out, not because it was acquired or bought, but because of a strategic shift in direction that happened to coincide with just decisions needing to be made based on trends within that membership, within that market. It was just something I absolutely knew the second that I found out this news. I had to pick apart, and thankfully, Mike Stelzner very graciously gave up a bit of his time to pull back the curtain and look at why he made that decision to close down the membership, and how the pivot within his business overall has resulted in a whole new membership starting up. And that's the important thing from this to recognize. This isn't a failed membership that has just kind of died out. This is a successful membership that, for strategic reasons, has been closed down, but it's not an abandonment of the membership model. It's not in any way a decision based on the fact that memberships aren't right for this company or anything like that. It's just more of a strategic pivot that has involved closing the membership down. So there's a lot of layers to this, and I'm very excited for you to listen to my conversation with Mike where we unpack that. So without any further ado, let's jump in to find out why Michael Stelzner closed down his successful Social Media Marketing Society membership. Here we go. All right, so I'm joined today by Michael Stelzner. Michael Stelzner is the founder of Social Media Examiner, author of books Launch and Writing White Papers, and the man behind Social Media Marketing World, the industry's largest conference and one of my favorite events of all time. He's also host of the Social Media Marketing Podcast and the recently launched AI Explored podcast that has led to the founding of the AI Business Society. And I'm very excited to dive into the story behind how that membership came to be and what it meant for the Social Media Marketing Society. So first of all, Mike, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
My pleasure. And I think you left out perhaps one of the most important parts of the story, which was the sunsetting of a decade-old membership, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that, as soon as the email dropped into my inbox that this was coming, I just lit up on so many fronts, because we've been members of the society for a while now. I think after perhaps the first time we visited Social Media Marketing World out there in San Diego, and Ali's been a part of our community. And so it's kind of just been this staple that I didn't think was ever going to go anywhere. So when that dropped on my radar, first thing I did was compose that email. Okay, we've got to get you on. We've got to get the story behind this pivot. So big, obvious question. Yeah. What led to that decision? Was there a specific kind of light bulb moment, some data, some feedback? Was it gut instinct or something else?
Well, first of all, let me read to you the very carefully crafted message we put together for our customers to answer this question, and then I'll unravel it a little bit. It's not a very long message, just a couple paragraphs, but basically the headline was, "Why are we sunsetting the social media marketing society?" And we wrote that after careful consideration, we made the decision to begin sunsetting this product effective June 2nd of 2025. And we said it wasn't an easy choice. The Social Media Marketing Society has become a supportive and insightful community for marketers navigating the rapidly changing digital world. And then we went on to restate what our mission is. Our mission at Social Media Examiner remains unchanged, helping marketers better connect with customers, drive traffic, generate awareness, and increase sales. Now, here's the however. However, since founding this product 10 years ago, the marketing landscape has transformed dramatically. Today, small business marketers face increasingly broad responsibilities, and AI is reshaping their jobs. As we look ahead, it's clear the future of marketing is being reshaped by AI in exciting ways. To keep pace with this evolution and continue serving marketers with cutting-edge insights, we're transitioning our focus, keywords, to two key opportunities. And I went on to explain Social Media Marketing World as our number one opportunity, our premier conference experience. And then I went on to explain that's like the place where all that's happening for the marketing focus. And then number two is the AI Business Society, which we launched in September of 2024. Then I went on to say that the overwhelming response of our AI-focused sessions at this year's conference confirmed what we suspected: AI will impact marketing as profoundly as social media did a decade ago. That's where we're funneling our community efforts into the AI Business Society and sunsetting the Social Media Marketing Society. Now, this was something that was in the works for 18 months, just to give you some perspective. This was not an instinctive decision. We had started to notice that it was getting harder and harder for us to sell this product. Because when you are in a mature space, like when we launched this thing 10 years ago, social media was the hot, hot thing. Over the years, social media became less sexy for people. So we found that we had to expand the topics we covered inside of our society outside of social. We had to start including things like email and analytics and all the other online things that marketers became interested in. And it became harder and harder for us to sell memberships. And we started to see the decline in the product. And I knew, and by the way, this has been going on for 3 years. So I kind of knew that eventually we were going to have to sunset this product, but I didn't know what was going to replace it. And the other inciting factor that happened was that the credit card company that we were using to process our credit cards decided that they were going to go out of business in June. So literally, we had been working with a company, and I can't remember the name of the company, but once you have people in a membership, you know, like, you're kind of stuck with whatever financial platform you're working with. And they said, we are going to close our doors in June and you will lose all of that revenue. And I said to Allie, I'm like, well, this is the motivating, inciting factor that we've been waiting for. You know, we're just going to go ahead and actually, because we had about 60% of our customers on this old billing system, and all the newer customers were on WooCommerce, which is a little bit more easy for us to manage, and Stripe. You know, WooCommerce with Stripe, they're not going anywhere. But this credit card processing company decided to go out of business. So we had like, okay, this is our reason to move now, you know?
Yeah.
And it was those kind of two things that led to us figuring out a way to sunset this product, which was a lot of work. And the idea here metaphorically was, you know how Steve Jobs invented the iPhone and it killed the iPod, right? So the idea here is we wanted to develop something that would effectively kill this product. And we launched the AI Business Society as an experiment 9 months ago, approximately, just to kind of see whether or not that could take over the new product. And that was kind of like, that's a little bit of the story for you to begin unraveling now.
I mean, there's, yeah, did you kind of get that sense when you had the notification from the payment company of, okay, we've been waiting for a sign, this is the big confirmation.
I knew actually going into Social Media Marketing World this year that we were going to not promote the Social Media Marketing Society for the first time, and we actively promoted the AI Business Society. I knew that it was going to happen, but in the back of my head, there's still substantial revenue coming in from legacy customers, because we had like 500 or 600 paying customers that were inside of this that represented hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue that we were going to say goodbye to. So I was just basically stalling. And once this happened, this was like, all right, this is like, now we have a real hard stop. And sometimes there's nothing like a forced deadline that's beyond your control to get you to change.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's fortuitous timing as well, because, of course, your podcast, AI Explored, that kind of blew up. You know, like, had you contemplated the membership side of things independent of Social Media Marketing Society, had you contemplated memberships as a path to go, building on the success of the podcast before this hard stop of the payment processes, before that kind of making that decision of, okay, we can see the trajectory, we can see where the industry is going, or has it just turned out to be really fortuitous timing?
Well, I think, I don't know how well you know me, but I am a strategist deep down, so I don't do anything by accident. So let's just say that, I'll tell you a little bit of the story that happened with the AI Explored podcast. So it started as an experiment, as everything does inside my company nowadays. And I was going to do 12 episodes with the goal of getting to 1,000 downloads per episode by the 12th episode, which would have been 3 months. And my hypothesis was, if I could get 1,000 people to listen every single week, which is a big undertaking, even though I have a much larger podcast, there's no guarantees I could accomplish this, then this would open up some other opportunities. And I wasn't going to explore those other opportunities until I could prove to myself that I could grow an audience. Yeah. So by the fourth podcast episode, we had almost reached 2,000 downloads per episode. Wow. And I just said, okay, we're off to the races. The experiment is over. We're going to do this. This is going to be a new official podcast as part of Social Media Examiner's family of podcasts. Very quickly thereafter, we launched our very first generative AI marketing industry report. So in the fall, we decided to survey our newsletter audience to understand their interest in AI. Also, I knew that it was going to strategically help me develop a track at Social Media Marketing World dedicated to AI. And I also knew that would help me decide which topics people want to learn about. So you can kind of see like all these things are intertwined. And also shortly thereafter, which was not on our plan, we decided to launch the AI Business Society. It was not on our 2024 roadmap. So it happened kind of, it was hopeful that such a thing could become a reality, but very rapidly we realized we were onto something, and we launched the AI Business Society. And I'll stop there, because I know you probably have more questions to ask.
Oh, absolutely. And I love geeking out on this stuff and kind of, again, knowing that you have the strategic direction, but also you have that mentality of not planning too far ahead in terms of the specifics, right? Correct. Chart the course, but, you know, don't decide you're going to start a membership until you know you're past that first milestone with the podcast, and then explore what's going to come next. Now, I am curious about, again, that hard stop with the payment processor.
Yeah.
Certainly changes things, but having launched the podcast, had that goal for its growth, have an awareness that it would shape the direction of events monetization. If that hadn't taken off in the way that it did, if it hadn't become such a no-brainer that this is so clearly the route things are going down, do you think there would have been scope for maybe running Social Media Marketing Society concurrently with an AI focus?
Oh, and here's the plan. Regardless of whether the AI opportunity presented itself, the plan was still going to be shutting down the Social Media Marketing Society. And here's why. Dr. Henry Cloud has a great book called Necessary Endings, which I strongly recommend people read. I don't know if you've read the book. Have you read it?
I haven't, but
okay. Well, here's the metaphor. Business and life is like a rose bush, and rose bushes that grow in the wild are not able to produce the level of roses, quality of roses, of rose bushes that are curated by professionals, where they chop off the branches of the roses that are not producing beautiful roses. So said another way, in business, there's only so much energy that you can put towards all the things that you want to accomplish. And if there are things in business that are taking energy from you or from your team, by chopping that branch off, you allow that energy to be repositioned into other opportunities or back into the core objective of the business. Does that make sense? So said another way, we at Social Media Examiner believe very strongly to do fewer things well is better than doing lots of things poorly. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
And by stopping this thing, what we knew is it would allow us to put our energy into other things, either making our conference perform better or allowing new things that we had not yet dreamed up.
Yeah. So it does really sound like once that call had been made, you were pretty steadfast on this is going to happen regardless because...
Yeah, the data was already told the story that was very clear that this product was not a product that was going to have growth. Yeah. If anything, it was going to continue to shrink over time.
Yeah, and I think possibly one of the biggest failings that you will see are people who hang on a little too long because of the legacy. Because, you know, if you ran something...
Or even because of the money.
Yeah. Of course, well, you said
we had to take a financial hit. We still haven't recovered all the revenue that we've lost. You know what I mean? But
did that ever lead you to second guessing that decision at all, or were you just concrete?
No, because this is where having a bigger vision really matters. We have a vision for 2027 that I can't really fully disclose to you all, but when you know what your like 3 or 5 year plan is, and then you ask yourself, are the actions that I'm doing in alignment or are they distracting? And when it's obvious that they're distracting, then maybe they're up for elimination. Like it's undoubtedly true that social media marketing world will continue to thrive. It's our premier product. It takes everyone in this company and then some to be able to pull it off. You've been there, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's beyond the average event and the amount of work that goes
in. And it's a premier experience and it's amazing. And by not having Ali and Cassie, two of my employees, and John, my marketing guy, distracted on the on this product, we can have them focusing on this product, meaning the old society. We could have them focused on helping the conference or whatever else we decide to focus on next. So it was about a strategic reallocation of resources. And that's kind of like the key part of it. And for anybody who's a really, really small person, like self-employed solopreneur, which I'm not, the angle here is like just to free your mind to dream bigger, you know what I mean? Or to free your headspace to focus on other opportunities. Because if you're like me, it's really, I'm militant about saying no to anything that's not in alignment to my mission. Because I can't do it all. And those who do it all end up failing, right? You have to do a few things well. That's my personal philosophy.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say being able to say no to things is perhaps one of the greatest superpowers that you can develop as an entrepreneur, because that whole cheesy line, every time you say yes to one thing, you are saying no to others and the opportunities that could be costing you by hanging on to something that kind of needs to be put to pasture.
Let me hint a little bit as to why this decision was very easy, because we have a vision of becoming a software company. By 2027.
Wow.
And we have a vision of having 100,000 paying customers.
All right.
That's a big vision. 2027 is not far away. And everything we've learned through the decade of leading what I call a human SaaS company, which is a membership. If you think about what a membership is, really, what is it? It's like software as a service with knowledge, right?
Yeah.
So all the decade of experience that we've witnessed through successfully running a membership and now a second membership, all that insight and knowledge is going to help us with our software products, because software is very similar, believe it or not. There's a lot of the same challenges. You got to improve the product. You got to keep the customers happy. A lot of the same kinds of things happen with SaaS that happen with memberships.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the best practices in the online membership world, but typically knowledge transfer, they've been brought in from the wider subscription market, whether it's through video streaming or SaaS. So yeah, that's absolutely transferable. You've talked through a little bit of the process and the messaging and how you communicated this change to your audience. Can we kind of go through that process a little more of winding down the old membership, dealing with that remaining subscription time, people who maybe signed on for a year
and have time left? Here's what we did, which we put a lot of energy and thought in this. We had two different kinds of members. We had the monthly memberships and the annual memberships. We had a couple of quarterly memberships in there as well that we kind of grouped in with the monthly memberships. And what we had to do is we had to grapple with, okay, how can we position this in such a way that they feel like this is a win and not a loss? Because we knew that there were going to be some customers who were going to be upset. So what we did was we provided a couple of options. Option number one was for them to experience the AI Business Society. Option number two was a refund. So real quick on option number two. With option number two, if they were monthly, we would just cancel their membership and refund their last month.
Yeah.
But if they were annual, it was a little trickier. So what we did was we decided if they were within a certain range of time, like if they had renewed in the last 60 days, we were going to automatically offer them an option to have a refund. And by the way, just for the record, out of the 600 or so customers, we only ended up giving like less than 20 refunds.
Wow.
Because most people didn't choose that. So here's the other option, which was option number one, which was to give them a trial. We avoided the word free because they technically paid for this, right? But we gave them a trial at no additional cost is how we position it for a limited time. And for the monthly memberships and the quarterly memberships, they got 60 days to try out the AI Business Society at our founding member rate, which was our most economical rate, which was much cheaper than what it's currently selling for right now.
Yeah.
And then if they were annual Social Media Marketing Society customers, they got 6 months to try out the AI Society, after which they have to purchase it. So this was a very simple, free, nothing you have to do other than just click a button to activate your access to our membership software. And then as we near, most of our customers are annual. So as we near the end of the 6 month, which will be near the end of this calendar year, we'll be marketing to those people, encouraging them to go ahead and get in at our deeply discounted rate, which is our founding member rate, which is $397 a year. So, so that's what we're doing right now. And we felt like that was the best of all worlds by giving them something that they didn't ask for, but hopefully they'll try out and they'll love. And we know that this product is actually way better than the old product. So, so far our customers are absolutely loving it.
I love that. And for those annual members, there's a period in which the content within the membership remains available. And it's quite a lengthy.
Oh yeah, they get access to all the old stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for those annual members, they get all the way to the end of the year, they can access all the Social Media Marketing Society stuff.
So it becomes a bit of a no-brainer. They're still getting...
We're just not giving any new content to them.
But they have 10 years worth of archives to go through, essentially. Like, such great content. And the offer of a refund for anyone who really wanted that extra few months of new content, it kind of makes it a bit of a no-brainer. And the timing of how that's tying into AI Business Society, seems to... Like, why wouldn't you give that a shot? So I'd actually love to start talking a bit about the AI Business Society. I'm curious.
Yeah.
How is it going so far as a whole new membership in a new, albeit a kind of a pivoted market, but there'll be some overlap there, I would well imagine. What are you doing for members? What do they get? What would a new person joining the membership get from it?
So, it's different than what we've done in the past. We have 735 members right now inside of our AI society. And I don't know off the top of my head how many of those are from the old one versus the new one. I just don't have those metrics in front of me. But here's what they get. They get one live training every month. So our Social Media Marketing Society, we moved away from live training. We just moved into pre-recorded training. So this is an important part of it. And I am part of every live training, which is the other value add. So when I bring on guests, I am there. with them as they're teaching, asking them the clarifying questions that I might ask if we were doing a podcast interview together, which is what people have come to love about my podcast, is that I'm always there to kind of translate. So I'm actually present on every one of these live trainings, even though I'm not teaching them. All the people that I bring in from the live training are curated through my AI Explored podcast. So they're the best of the best. In addition, there's two meetups per month that happen that are not, that I'm not part of. One of them is kind of a news, discuss the news topic. And the other one is like a very narrow specific focus thing. Like we might have one on AI images, for example, or AI video or AI music or whatever. So there's three live experiences a month that they can choose from. And they all become recordings. In addition, we do mini trainings. We have one of our employees, Dan Sanchez, creates these little mini trainings that are like 10 minute long trainings on how to do very specific narrow tasks, like how to create a project in ChatGPT, for example. And then we have our community. So that's kind of the essence of, oh, and we also curate a weekly newsletter as well of important news that marketers need to focus on. Now, here's the important part. This is called the AI Business Society, not the AI Marketing Society.
I literally noted, one of the first things I noted down, business, not marketing, because that jumped out right away.
So strategically, today we're targeting marketers and entrepreneurs and creators, but down the road, we could expand that umbrella if we want to. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So I wanted it to be focused on business, but right now it's focused on business through the lens of marketing and entrepreneurship. Down the road, that could change, but I thought that would be a unique way to differentiate ourselves in a crowded marketplace.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, I think some of the applications that you're already seeing with AI, and I always feel, I'm sure pretty much everyone in your community feels like this, that I'm just scratching the surface with the ways in which you could actually leverage it and augment what I'm doing day to day.
By the way, our churn is so low on this product. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, everybody loves this because right now, and this is really important for people to process, like, AI is way more confusing than social media marketing is. And the reason it is because it's just a flashing cursor, for lack of better words. You know, when you're in ChatGPT or Claude, it's like, if you don't know how to use it, like, it's confusing as heck. So I don't anticipate that that's going to change anytime soon because these tools are designed to do everything. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And the speed with which new tools be appearing and the established ones are evolving, and it's not like Instagram adding a new feature.
Yeah.
This is just such huge leaps between versions, even just in ChatGPT, it seems. So yeah, it seems like just being able to cut through that noise is the exact thing people need right now with just how much is happening and how fast it's happening.
And let me just give people some other thoughts here. Don't discount the value of having an established reputation when you pivot into something new, because of the legacy of our brand, Social Media Examiner, having been around for 16 years, and the notoriety of the founder, me, it gives us an unbelievable edge. Because in a world where there's lots of competition and most of these people are unknown to the audience that they're marketing to, it gives us a real key strategic edge because there's a lot of people who know my brand. And when they realize that my brand is behind this, it makes it much easier buying decision.
That was really something I was curious to drill into, as to whether the association between you and Social Media Examiner with obviously social media marketing, whether that has been a help or a hindrance. Is it, caused any friction at all or any resistance? Or
not
is it
really, been good? I mean, because like my keynote at Social Media Marketing World was how to become an AI enhanced marketer. We had a dedicated track and we had 700 people in the room in those sessions on AI. And we had like literally 10 sessions dedicated to AI and marketing. And we sold like 700 people decided to buy tickets on the spot for next year's conference. And a lot of it was because of the AI content. So like really what I'm doing is like, I'm expanding kind of the umbrella. Like we've got the legacy brand of Social Media Examiner, and then we've got this AI stuff that's not that's so closely tied, but is different. And it's going to evolve into stuff that I'm not ready to talk about but trust me, there's more coming.
I think that's probably the biggest lesson for anyone who's looking to make that sort of a pivot, is the fact that you obviously have that longer range vision. Yeah. That is reflected even just in the subtleties of the positioning. It's AI business society, not AI marketing society. But you're starting with the overlap. You're right. Starting by, okay, this is a lens we can focus through that will make this transition as seamless as anyone could expect to have when making such a significant pivot. And I do think the mistake some people make is clean break, start from scratch, almost abandoning their audience, yeah. Rather than looking for, you know, how can we bring them on this ride with us?
100%.
Definitely. So is there anything that you have done differently this time around based on the experience and lessons you learned from first launching Social Media Marketing Society a decade ago? And by the way, we're talking about the maturation of the topic of social media marketing. The online membership world has matured significantly too. So 10 years ago, if you had a membership, I think in a lot of cases, that in and of itself was a selling point because nobody really had that many memberships.
Right.
These days, it's a crowded model to adopt. And so it's a whole new challenge.
Here's what's changed. Different? Here's what's changed. And this is kind of meta, so you're going to have to process this a little bit. But information is free mm-hmm. now. And readily available everywhere in written form and video and audio form. And a lot of that is powered by AI. So we knew that the way to differentiate would be through experience. Mm-hmm. And we've learned this obviously by having our conference for a long time. You know, we're like 14 years into this or whatever. We know that people find experiences more valuable than just knowledge and information. So that's why we decided to focus on experience, live experience, rather than just recorded experience, because when it's recorded, it's easier, yes, for those of us that run memberships, but it's not as valued by the audience because in their mind, I could have watched that in a podcast or on YouTube. But when they get the chance to interact live with each other and actually with the guest or me, that create something special for them that they're not going to be able to get with AI. Does that make sense? And we brought that live experience back. That's part of it. There's more stuff. We also launched with a minimum viable plan. So in the beginning, it was just very simple. We just need to prove that we can sell this thing. And we're just going to have one live training a month and a newsletter. And that was it. And then eventually we scaled into a meetup. And then we scaled into two meetups and because the demand was there. And we track the insights and the knowledge, but we also learned, and we're still learning, that we have to experiment a lot with our messaging, you know, lots of split tests on the sales page, lots of trying different positioning and angles. And because we're in such a new space, we even realized that when we launched back like in last fall to today, the whole world has evolved even more since then. So we had to reassess the message to see if it's still relevant, because when you're in a rapidly changing world like AI, that message can become outdated very, very quickly.
Yeah. And how's it been for you personally in terms of your satisfaction, facilitating your curiosity and your learning? Because this is moving so fast. It's got to be new challenges. Is this invigorating for you?
First of all, I love the whole AI space, but the good news is I got a team that runs this particular product and I just can show up. Does that make sense? So that's really, really important, because obviously I can't do everything because I've got a lot of things that I have to do, including my two podcasts that I produce every week. But the idea that I could try something new and that I could sell it, and that it can be successful and that people really enjoy it is exciting. And now it's really, how do we double down on this thing? How do we sell? How do we double the number of memberships in this thing in the next 12 months or even in the next 6 months? What are things we can do creatively to really get a lot more people in this? I believe this should be a 1,000-person membership easily, maybe even a 2,000-person membership. But the challenge is that, you know, we're in a space that still a lot of marketers are wrestling with. Like a lot of marketers have not, and entrepreneurs have not fully understood that AI is going to be a serious threat to them. And if they don't embrace it, they're going to get eviscerated by people who do. And And there is a lot of education that needs to happen there. And and my podcast that I'm doing right now is actually got a really decent, like 7,000 people that listen, you know, in the first week to every episode. So it's grown enormously. But even getting those people to move from just listening passively to a podcast to paying money to join a membership is not easy. And that's the fun part, is trying to figure out how to get them to actually take it further. And that's where the marketer in me lights up a little bit.
I love that. I think that's a real good place, being lit up after, man, that wealth of experience that you've had, focusing solely on social media marketing, to now essentially skating where the puck's going to be in terms of what businesses are going to need to focus on and where their chances are going to be for the next decade and beyond. Because absolutely, I definitely see a lot of conversation which suggests people think, well, you know, we saw what happened with NFTs, we saw what happened with crypto token. No, this is
very different.
Is a whole different ball game. I'm very, very excited to see how things evolve with the AI Business Society. I will absolutely be going in there, because as you say, I'm still in that scratching the surface, and even that in and of itself is mind blowing. So yes, I'm looking forward to seeing what the next decade holds with that focus on AI and that shifting focus for your business as a whole. So no, it's exciting times.
I agree.
All right, Mike, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that story of what is a huge, huge pivot. And I just know even for people who have memberships who hadn't grown to the sort of size or the sort of reach for as long as yours had been running, that idea of pivoting, even just a small amount, can be daunting. But some of the lessons and some of the things that you've done in terms of maintaining that long-term vision, looking for those overlaps and not rushing it, not just cutting everything off and considering it as an entirely new business. I think there's so many great lessons to learn that I know our audience are going to benefit from. So thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been extremely insightful and really satisfying for me, who I like to geek out on what people are doing with membership businesses. So,
oh, my pleasure. And folks, if you want to message me, LinkedIn or X or Facebook, any one of those platforms I'm very active on, feel free to just search for Michael Stelzner and you can contact me if you have questions there.
Awesome. Perfect. I'm sure they will be doing that. Mike, thanks again so much for coming on the show, and best of success to the AI Business Society.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Just want to say a big, big thank you once again to Michael Stelzner for coming on to the show and sharing the story behind the decision to close down his successful membership after 10 years. So again, this wasn't just some fledgling project that they, you know, threw together as an experiment, or they maybe gave 6 months or a year and then they just jumped to another idea. This was a long-established, successful membership, and that strategic decision based on where they saw their audience going, where they saw the market going, and making the call, not just kind of keeping it going because it had been established for so long, not just keeping it going because of the sentiment or the fear of pushback from their audience, making that decisive decision, identifying how they can pivot their business and where a new membership would fit that model, and then making sure that the process and how they handled closing down one membership, starting another, and trying to bridge the gap between the twos. I think there's such a lot of insight we can take away from that. If you're facing the decision to either close down your membership or make a significant pivot within your company that might affect what you're currently doing with your membership, then the story Mike shared, the behind-the-scenes insight into how all that went down, has hopefully given you a lot of food for thought and some guidance on how you could approach such a significant shift with your membership business should the need ever arise. That is it from me. Thanks again to Mike for coming on the show. I'll be back again very soon with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.